Enforcement actions, two of them. Mr. Bacon.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, man.
I'll try to keep this brief. I was told I speak a little too fast, so if I get too fast, just slow me down.
Not today.
I don't think neither one of the gentlemen are here or anyone is here to represent.
Well, let's try real fast. Mr. Alvey here. Who's the other one? I can't. Mr. Martin here. They come not. Mr. Schick.
Martin told me that he wouldn't be able to make it. I advised him to write a letter to ask to have this put off.
He did. We received it, and that's what I was going to do next. See if the commission wanted to have this matter continued. We contact you, Mr. Schick. What's your pleasure?
I move to move this off to next month's meeting.
Motion made to continue the enforcement action, Mr. Martin, by Mr. Schick. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Alves, Mr. Bacon, please.
The enforcement action, Mr. Holland.
Before we go any further, we won't continue it again.
Right.
Commission review of the information indicating possible violations of Chapter 12 of Title 28 to the Code of Virginia, specifically unauthorized pier construction by Mr. Alvey at or near his property situated along Neabsco Creek in Prince William County. Here's a picture of the overview, and Mr. Alvey was here last time we brought in front of the commission for illegal dredging. Here's a property right here. Here's a confluence of Potomac and going into Neabsco Creek. This shows the area right here. This is Hampton Landing Marina, and this is Mr. Alvey's property right here.
Is this the one we had him with the picture on the loader doing the work?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This right here is an old structure that he had that is not usable at the time we took the pictures. And this is what Mr. Alvey has there right now. Mr. Alvey's property is less than a half mile from the confluence of the Neabsco Creek and the Potomac River. While the site is best described as being commercial industrial in nature, it lies downriver of several marinas and residential neighborhoods. The property is zoned B1. During a routine compliance check at the adjoining marina on May 21st of 09, staff noticed the installation of a floating dock system at Mr. Alvey's property. A notification letter of the alleged violation was mailed, as well as being served by Marine Police. The letter, dated 22 July 09, explained what we believe to be an unauthorized structure installed over state-owned submerged land. As the commission will recall, Mr. Alvey appeared before the commission on September 23rd of 08 regarding unauthorized dredging activities that occurred at his property. In addition, in April 22nd, 05, the commission had previously sent Mr. Alvey a formal letter directing him to cease all further dredging activities at his property, whether intentional or incidental. At the meeting held on September 23rd of 08, the commission unanimously found Mr. Alvey in violation of 28-2-1203 of the Code of Virginia and referred the matter to both the Commonwealth's Attorney and Attorney General for initiation of appropriate criminal and civil enforcement actions, respectively, including possible restoration and or civil penalties. At that time, Mr. Alvey was specifically cautioned against undertaking any further dredging or construction activities at his property without proper VMRC permits. The commission staff is unaware of any existing or prior permits that would have allowed Mr. Alvey to install the new floating pier system at his property. Although we have received no response in writing or any prior permit documentation from Mr. Alvey, he has repeatedly stated on phone conversation with staff that he believes his marina is authorized under a 1970s permit. A further review of the commission records indicates that in 1976, Mr. Alvey applied for a marina pier facility at his property. The commission denied a permit request at their meeting held on October 26, 1976. The commission also denied a marina application at their meeting held on 22nd February of 1977. The division's 1972 master log indicates that Mr. Alvey's application to dredge, fill, construct a bulkhead and marina was denied. The 1987 Commission minutes reflect the Commission's decision to request that the Attorney General seek a court order directing Mr. Alvey to remove portions of his marina that he had installed. On February 19, 1997, however, the case was dropped due to inaction and the lapse of 3 years with no enforcement action being taken. In the most recent instance, a formal request from the Commissioner for further enforcement action was forwarded to Attorney General Mr. Robert McDonald on December 12th, 2008. To date, we have not received a response from the Attorney General's office in disposition or status of Mr. Alvey's case. Staff summary and recommendation. Staff believes that the floating dock system that Mr. Alvey installed at his property is a clear violation of Chapter 12 of Title 28.2 of the Codes of Virginia. Even if a prior BMRC permit existed from the 70s for some sort of marina facility, we do not believe it would authorize a new construction some 30 years later. Says the Commission has previously clearly warned Mr. Alvey that any future incidents would result in enforcement action. Staff recommends that the Commission again find Mr. Alvey in violation 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia, and that this matter be referred to both the Commonwealth Attorney and Attorney General for appropriate criminal and civil action, respectively, including possible restoration and civil penalties. To the extent that Mr. Alvey is a licensed contractor or business enterprise in the Commonwealth, we would also recommend that the Commission lodge a formal complaint with the Department of Professional Occupational Regulations, DPORT, and the Better Business Bureau. Got to show you a couple more pictures of the area. This is the floating dock system that, what I understand from him, he got for free and he installed it there.
It's quite obvious this individual has absolutely no regard at all for the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He seems to think that's not illegal dredging. Folks like that, I mean, we have people that come here that make honest mistakes, deserve compassion. This guy here, I'll leave it up to you. If I could make a motion, I know what I'd do. But anyway, it's kind of infuriating when you work hard for people to try to make it work and this occurs. But anyway, I don't want to get emotional. Matters before the commission. Mr. Lane?
Make the same motion that you'd make, Mr. Commissioner. I would move that it be referred to the Attorney General, a Commonwealth Attorney, of appropriate law enforcement.
Is there a second?
Second.
I think it was a unanimous second. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? Mr. Chick.
As a marina owner, I was in the same situation where somebody gave me a set of floating docks. First thing I did was call BMRC.
Thank God.
What do I do with these docks? And they told me that that if I installed these docks, that it would be a $10,000 a day fine until the docks were removed. And I said, they're not my docks yet.
And I think you just answered the moral of the story. Don't call BMRC and just put them in.
And he has a history of doing exactly that. And I don't know where the other case is, but the two of them together certainly, somebody's got to take this by the horns and show that you just can't do this on state-owned bottom and get away with it.
Further comment? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Carl, if you can keep us briefed as to what's going on, that's fine. I know things are busy up there for sure. Thank you. I trust you.